Want to make your own podcast? Spotify's got a platform that lets you make one super easy, then distribute it everywhere and even earn money, all in one place for free. It's called Spotify for Podcasters. Here's how it works. Spotify for Podcasters lets you record and edit podcasts right from your phone or computer. So no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating today. Then you can distribute your podcast to Spotify and everywhere else podcasts are heard. Video podcasts are also available on Spotify. With Spotify for Podcasters, you can earn money in a variety of ways, including ads and podcast subscriptions. And best of all, it's totally free with no catch. Ever since I discovered Spotify for Podcasters, I feel like I have an outlet for the creativity and ideas I want to share with the world. I recommend you give it a try. We all have a voice, so share it with the world. Download the Spotify for Podcasters app, or go to spotify.com/podcasters to get started today.
That's what they sent out to do, and they were winning. They were winning until Jesus came. And then they had to change their whole plan, and the whole plan is utter deception. The black Freemasonry is scarcity. Right? They sell scarcity. White sells abundance. Black uses slavery. It lies. It will torture. It will do whatever it takes to get something done. And the white square uses benevolence or the illusion of benevolence to get things done.
Welcome to the Days of Noah podcast, where we talk all things biblical, supernatural, and strange. Today we post part two, the second half of our conversation with Enoch from the Rundown of Our Reality channel. And wow, we cover quite a bit on this one. We get into Freemasonry. We get into Flat Earth. Does Satan think he can actually win? Li-Fi, which is light-based internet. How zombies can actually exist because of the Morgellon fungi in our body. We discuss the Peruvian alien attack, the 7-foot grays that were captured on video recently. We talk about weather manipulation and the role of AI in deception, and the disclosure event that is unfolding. And Enoch discusses the collapse of the U.S. as he completes his chessboard series of videos with that topic. Be sure to check out Enoch's channel, The Rundown of Our Reality, on BitChute and Rumble. With that, let's continue our discussion. So we kind of started out with talking about the name of your channel, The Rundown of Reality, as the big picture of what is going on in the world. How do we interpret reality? And that's a huge topic. And I think your chessboard series does a good job of breaking down a lot of different aspects of it. But how would you, without putting too many words in your mouth, how would you summarize that big picture, that chessboard? I know that's deliberate, the chessboard thing, in terms of Freemasonry and how pervasive that is to the whole theme, but just go ahead, maybe just expand on it.
That's really easy to answer.
Okay.
Everything as far as the Masons and the ancient bloodlines are concerned, the Golden Age is the Antediluvian period. That's the Golden Age. And everything since destruction is to return to the Golden Age. That's it. That's okay. That's it. That explains it in a nutshell. So how do we get there? The entire world. How do we get back to the Golden Age? Because the whole world, all of Earth has to participate in it.
Right. So Right. And for people who maybe have not unpacked that concept yet, the Golden Age being the time when the sons of God came down, they mated with human women, and the world was full of violence, and basically Satan and his ilk was having a heyday. Is that a fair representation?
Yeah. Massive pantheon god worship, and these beings that are half angelic, right, and half human. So then they had dominion because they had the human element.
Right.
They had dominion, and they were worshipped as gods, like vampires, for example. Where do vampires come from? Well, the whole belief or the whole structure of vampires comes from a female Nephilim, where you drank her menstruum in a chalice to get her power, and to worship her and all that fun stuff. That's where the Lilith comes from, and that's the mother of
Lilith.
Yeah. That's where all that worship sort of comes from. Exactly.
Wow. Yeah. It's incredible. The interconnectedness to this stuff. We're having Gary Wayne back in a week or so. And nice. I want to ask him to help us with an overview, a taxonomy, if you will, of the bloodlines and how they fit into today. I also want to ask him about Hitler and the things that he was up to. I'm in preparation for that. I'm reading, going through Fritz Springmeier's Bloodlines book, and it's thought that Hitler was part of the Rothschild Jewish bloodline.
Yeah.
But yeah, these things are all interconnected. There's nothing new there. So that whole Golden Age, and how do they get back there? So let me just throw a little monkey wrench in here, because I put this out on the episode we just released to Luke and our friend Don, that we occasionally, the three of us, will do shows together. And that's kind of how we started. But the question was, number one, does Satan think he can actually win? Or is he just trying to go out in a blaze of glory? And because it occurred to me a few weeks ago, and this might become a theme that I'm going to ask every guest now, like Nate and Luke like to ask, what's your thoughts on Bigfoot? This might be our calling card question. Because Satan knows the rules, the cosmic rules of the spiritual world, right? And he knows Revelation. He knows the Bible better than we do. So he sees his end in the lake of fire, and he sees how it happens. Preceding that is a one world government, religion, and currency, and this return to the Golden Age, like you said, right? So my thought is, he's a smart guy, smarter than us. Why doesn't he just go, nope, I'm perfectly content with ruining people's lives the way I am right now in 2023. I'll just maintain the status quo. I will not push my followers to have a one world government. And there, God, you're a liar. And now I won't get thrown in the lake of fire. Or does he have such hubris that he's going to think that he can prove something in the book of Revelation wrong? What are your thoughts?
Well, the only way out, is, because no matter what, even if he says, I'm just going to keep it floating like this. Well, corruption corrupts entirely, so it'll always degrade down, but and further and further into decay, right? So
yeah.
So when it comes to Satan, his only option is to corrupt us entirely. No matter what, evil always corrupts, and it corrupts, and it's a snowball. It just keeps corrupting and corrupting. So I don't think that can actually happen. I think the corruption will just, because we are prideful beings as well. So it's not just about him. I think we're giving Satan and his and the minions too much credit, because we fall ourselves. We're fallen. It's not just him. And second, it is all about corrupting us entirely. Because if it's keeping the status quo, it's still a prison for him. It's still, I mean, it's better than the lake of fire. Yeah. But it's still a prison. And, you know, the only way to be free is to prove their point, which is to corrupt all of man entirely. And so that's what they sent out to do. And they were winning. They were winning until Jesus came. And then they had to change their whole plan. And the whole plan is utter deception to the point where now we believe this flat realm is round. Right. So it's crazy when you think about the amount of deception that we are under, that we believe that you could test for yourself. Anyway, yeah. So yeah, it's
yes, and I do want to talk about that with you sometime, but I don't want to give it short shrift. Is that the word on this episode? Right. But yeah, I'm with you on that whole cosmology as well. So just to kind of say it another way, what you just said, you feel like it's inevitable that that those that he influences at the highest levels are going down this path. And I mean, you feel like even if he wanted to tell them to change gears, they wouldn't, or I guess maybe unpack that a little bit more so I understand where you're coming from there.
Well, why do we have slaves? Why do we kidnap people? It's not just because of the demonic realm. It's because we are corrupted as well, and we want to control things. We have this eternal greed within us, and the only way to actually get rid of that is to have God within you. So you have to invite God into you in order to change. And so the corruption will just continue to happen no matter what, fallen, corrupted beings.
And so does he think in building in a hybrid army and all the things that he's up to in that full corruption that brings about, right? Everything he does is counterfeit. Mm-hmm. So he's going to have a counterfeit eternal life, a counterfeit religion that everyone is united under. So is that showing that he thinks he can actually pull out an upset against God, and no, he has that level of hubris, or he knows it's futile. He just wants to burn the house down.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. He wants to prove that he is correct. Therefore, God will show leniency and okay, you were right. That's the only shot that they have. So
correct in the sense of what? What do you mean?
That we are corrupt. We are beings not worth the kingdom of heaven. We should just go away. Right.
Okay.
So that's
so the it's whole, like the ultimate insult to God is like, look how these are the ones that you think are so valuable, made in your image. Look what they've done.
Because they have, we have the breath of God in us. The angelic do not.
Ah, interesting. So it's putting one over on humanity to as a slap in God's face because we are replacing them. That's God's plan, right? For us to be the sons of God. That's interesting. See, I think I will keep asking this question because I've gotten some responses that I kind of expected, but then I get very, very unique ones that I didn't. So right. I appreciate that insight. Sure. Can you expand a little bit on the white and black square Freemasonry idea? That was something that, and I think it goes with the idea of controlled opposition, doesn't it? But can you explain that? And then, and how does that work? Maybe a two-part question, but take as much time as you want on the first part. On how that might work in concert with this law of balance that Freemasons must abide by. Fritz Springmeier mentions this in his books. I've heard this elsewhere, that there's some rule that they have to balance out their evil with good. And so you see philanthropic things going on. You see, you know, whether it be Satanists and at the top of the Mormon Church or the Vatican or what have you, doing good things, you know, building hospitals or whatever.
Well, yeah. So, as an example, so we have Fukushima, right? We have, that was a man-made disaster, right? And so they cause the man-made disaster, and then they'll come in and help everyone. So they cause the chaos, and then the Freemasons will come in and do something about it, help others. In the video that I used, for the Freemason, I think the second segment, I used this exact example. Okay. There's a video, it shows all the Masonic lodges around the world, right? And it did, and it's really quick. And this is all, I believe, in the library that I created for everyone as well, this video. But yeah, it shows all the lodges, and then it shows all the natural disasters that have happened and how they've come in to help all of these countries that had these natural disasters, right? And now we understand now that earthquakes happen through technology. We understand weather is controlled through technology. We understand all, like Hurricane Katrina was a controlled event. So that's that side.
Yeah, go ahead. Let me pause real quick. And I agree with you that I think there's evidence that those things are possible for them to manipulate. How do we, and you don't necessarily have to say on Katrina specifically, but how do we find that for ourselves and go, this particular event, what would someone have to do in order to look into that and prove it to themselves?
Like understanding controlling the weather, for example?
Well, I'm with you that they've had that technology for decades.
Yeah.
But how do we look at a specific large scale event like Katrina and see their fingerprints on it, I guess?
Okay. Well, one of the things that you could do is because we do have the radar images that where we see the cloud cover. Now, when a event is being orchestrated, a weather event is being orchestrated, you can see the frequency within the clouds as they generate above in the sky. It kind of looks like a Wi-Fi signal that you have on your phone or on your computer. The little icon. Thank you. So yeah. it looks like that in the sky, and that's because it's bursting frequency through the air. And then all of a sudden you have three hurricanes lined up back to back to back going across the Atlantic Ocean directly into the Gulf of Mexico or directly into Florida. And then you have, afterwards, you have FEMA failing, in the natural disaster for Katrina. And then you look at what happened after Katrina and who got rich, basically you just look at how, like, look at Hawaii with the dew technology and knocking out specific areas of Hawaii, not knocking out the massive mansions. It's Hawaii is being labeled, the Hawaii disaster is what being labeled as climate change, because that's the big narrative. Of course, most people that look into it know that that's not true. But it's so unbelievably obvious that it's not true. That's by design as well, because we are all supposed to supposed to shake our fists in the air. Like, somebody needs to do something about this. This is, you know, this is all purposely being done. That's the whole goal, to get the entire world to beg for a different, to beg for a different solution.
And same with the globe Earth, because that creates scarcity.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, boy. Okay. I kind of opened up a can of worms there with that question on the weather manipulation, and we don't have enough time to go into it this episode, but I think that'd be worth devoting, like, really digging into how can someone see this for themselves and actually see it, you know, in real time. Let's take a weather event and look up the data and actually show that this is not a natural occurrence, that whatever spark that is, that's initiated, you, that someone could, a reasonable person could say, that's not a natural occurrence right there. That would be pretty fascinating, I think.
Well, here's something for people to ponder. When was the first time you heard about El Nino?
I don't know, 20 years ago, something
exactly.
Like that?
Yeah, yeah, it was like in the 90s where we started hearing about El Nino. Yeah. Didn't hear about it before, but it was all over the news in the 90s. El Nino. Yeah. And then what would El Nino bring? Massive storms and destruction. What are we going through this year? El Nino. Sorry, I just like to say it that way.
It is fun.
Anyway,
I had a youth pastor at my old church, and his last name was, I won't say it, but I love to say it.
El Nino.
I love to say his name.
Right, right, okay. So
it rhymes right with Bajanga.
No,
okay. All right.
Bajanga. Bajanga. So
sorry, we're off the rails.
Okay. If we go throughout history and see, well, what is it, every 6 years or whatever, El Nino comes out to terrorize the people. So we can look at that pattern, see if that actually happens for over the last 100 years. There's something to test out right there. I haven't tested it out, but we've only started hearing about it in the 90s. So
yes. Okay, let's jump back to white and black square Freemasonry. Can you just break that down and then maybe give some examples of each so people can categorize it in their mind of what they see in the world?
Okay, well, the black Freemasonry is scarcity, right? They sell scarcity. White sells abundance. Okay, those are two major differences. Black uses slavery, it will torture, it will do whatever it takes to get something done. And the white square uses benevolence or the illusion of benevolence to get things done. Right?
So promising good things when in essence that moves their agenda just as well.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay. Yeah. Like spoiling a child, right, will still cause chaos.
Yes. Right. Yes. Yeah. We're going to create this new program, give away this money to help people.
Exactly. And now look at the med beds, right? Look at the med beds that are coming. A benevolent gift from the Galactic Federation, right? So there's a time where the Galactic Federation I took very seriously.
Yeah.
And now I know it for the ludicrous thing that it is. So now I laugh. I used to, you know, have trouble. I used to have trouble with angels and all that sort of, like, interdimensional being, you know, when I first started this, trying not to think how ridiculous I sound. Now it's just a matter of fact. And the Galactic Federation is ridiculous, how it sort of switches when you learn the truth. But anyway, so you got the abundance, but you got these med beds. Now the med beds will heal you. They will grow you a limb. If you've lost a limb, they will fix your eyes. They will do all these miracles. But what will they also do? They will scan your frequency. They will put a copy of you into a computer to run simulations on. It will also scan. So if you are undesirable, it will end you eventually. Not at first, but down the road when the crazy really starts coming out, it will end you. It will kill you.
Okay.
If you're too overweight, if you're too short, if you're too ugly, you know.
Yep. the eugenics of it.
Exactly.
Yeah, and obviously the mark of the beast, right? Because that's a counterfeit eternal life, and mm-hmm. Revelation says men will seek for death and not be able to find it. So yeah. They won't even be able to kill themselves because they'll be able to regenerate. Isn't there something about that, too, in Nephilim golden age times that there was a self-healing property that was talked about?
Could you repeat that?
Any of that?
Could you repeat that?
Wasn't there something, I forget where I've heard this concept, but there was something to do with Nephilim's ability of self-healing. That their bodies had that ability.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering if that is tied into kind of this DNA upgrade, transhumanism, human 2.0 that the Mark of the Beast is purportedly going to be.
Yeah.
We will have.
Yeah. So. Right. So studying the med beds, what could happen is because it's using quantum entanglement. So the digital you can be altered some way through programming. And then because it is altered through the programming, when you hop into that med bed and you want, so if you want to have something in particular, it's programmed digitally, and then you hop in the med bed, and then that digital programming then transfers to you through quantum entanglement, and whammo, you now have... You know, wings. You now have Wolverine claws. You know.
Right. Well, it's interesting. It's interesting you brought it up that way too, right? Wolverine claws, because I get here's a weakness of mine. I get sucked into these Twitter battles with atheists from time to time, and Christians too, on different topics, but. There was one, somebody posted something like, didn't your God drown the world once? And then I tried to explain about the reason for the flood and the Nephilim and everything. And his literal response was, LOL, what do you mean in comic book world? And it occurred to me, and we've talked about this before on previous episodes, just how the Western world is so inundated with fiction that when we see something weird like that, we instantly dismiss it as that's the world of fiction.
Yeah.
And I like how I was listening to Rod episode recently. He was talking about his wife from the Philippines, how it's like we sit around and tell ghost stories at the campfire and think it's fun and fun to scare each other. And they live that stuff. You know, those supernatural things that go bump in the night are like an everyday experience for a lot of people around the world. And I just wonder if that's one of the tactics of the enemy to hide in plain sight, you know?
Yes, and it absolutely is to create an imbalance. So one side of the world has all the supernatural stuff; the other side doesn't. To make it look like we don't understand what it's like to live in a law for the most part in a lawless land, right? Whereas in other places, you have to watch what you like. In China, if you start praying out in public, you're going to jail, if not die, in the current climate. Whereas here, you're free. So we don't understand that at all. And what is going to happen in the United States when that lockdown happens, right? When you start being told what you have to do.
Why we can't get rid of our guns, for one thing.
you get rid of your gun. Get rid of it. Don't fight. Don't fight it. That's
the I know. I'm just saying. It's just... They want us disarmed because that would make everything more easy for them. But
no matter what, it's a trap. No matter what, the United States is falling. You cannot stop it.
Yeah, I know.
You just prepare. And when they come for specific things, they want you to say no. They want you to fight because they want you to
die. Does this go back to, are you familiar with some of Steve Quayle's stuff? Because I remember him saying years ago that, you know, he has like high level military contacts, and they said that there are lists. There's the green, the blue, and the red, The yep. green are going to go along and they'll let them live. The blue are like the military and police. They'll use them for a while and then discard them. And the red, they know, are not going to play ball. They're going to be an activist and they're going to get eliminated. Is that kind of what you're picturing?
Yeah, I have 2025 folder in my library, and just go and read that. Go into that okay. folder and you'll have a lot to read. all on that sort of stuff. Same with the weather manipulation. Yeah. It's all in there.
Yeah. That was the audience giving a collective sigh, not just me going,
"Oh.
Yeah, why did I invite Enoch on this show? Everything's getting heavy."
Prepare. It's all about prepare. It's not about doom.
No, it
and
is.
Gloom.
It is.
It's about no, preparedness. It's not. And that's what people need to understand. I'm getting that now where this is all doom and gloom. I'm like, anywhere else on the internet are you hearing about what I'm showing you here? No. So please, this is about preparedness, not about
preparedness. You know. And we know who's in charge.
Exactly.
Now I'm not one to say God controls everything. I don't believe he determines everything. Mm-hmm. I believe he gave humanity to have dominion here. And as much as we invite him into it, that's what opens the door
yeah.
to him working for the yeah. most part.
That's what but legal rights
he's still,
are.
Yeah. Yes, but he is still sovereign and he is still in charge. So that's important to remember.
Yeah.
So how does, and you brought up the med beds and all of that. So I think that would be a good segue into the role of AI. But before we get to that, how does the law of balance of the white and black square Freemasonry play into that? Where they is that written somewhere? Do you have any source for that, or have you heard that terminology where they need to balance these things out? It's
their
like
symbolism,
part of their rules.
Right? Their okay. symbolism, their understanding the balance. It's in the religions that are made. It's in everything. It's in the movies that we watch, the balance, the good guy versus the evil guy. Mm. And it's all about the individual, the material realm. It's all
okay.
It's all laid out that way. Also, if you want to understand a bit more, there's this guy named Gary Wayne. Gary Wayne. Yeah. So
yeah, man.
So
having him back.
He talks about it too, right? And so his book, which I have, and
the Genesis 6 conspiracy for yep. the listeners.
Yeah, thank you. And yeah, he goes into explaining it. But here's the thing about man-made religions and man-made ideas.
Yeah.
Once you figure it out, you can figure out pretty much all of the nonsense that they do. When I Tate guy, right? Oh no, he's a cult. He's totally. Because I have a buddy of mine and he listens. Why? Because he's also part of this family law stuff. And he's like, he's speaking all about, you know, father's rights and men's rights and how it's all being. Yeah. But he's a cult. He's
yeah.
not. No, he's part of the, that whole system. Just ignore
Justin
what he's
Peterson
saying.
Would be another.
Jordan,
right?
Jordan Peterson.
Jordan,
absolutely,
sorry. Not
100%.
Jordan Peterson would be another. Yes.
Jordan Peterson is absolutely part of the occult side as well.
Okay.
And, once you understand how they approach everything, because they'll approach it with some reason, but then give doubt, then cast that doubt, then cast, you know, and go into the material realm. How often do you hear Jordan Peterson saying he's believing more and more in God every day? Like, how long should that take when we have all of this knowledge and understanding now? How long should that take? Right? I mean, how much doubt does one guy have when he is already supposedly on this fence of leaning towards there is a God and crying on camera? No, guys, he's playing a part. Wow. Anyway,
that's very interesting. Okay.
So white and black. We didn't really finish explaining white and black.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. So you got the abundance, the benevolence, and then you got the scarcity, and limitations and well, that is scarcity, just saying that in a different word. So when you look at it, so let's look at healthcare, right? So healthcare, the black will create all this addiction medicine where you require pharmaceuticals. The white square would create something that you could make for yourself, right? Now, what are they in all in common with? It's all materialism. It's all something you could do for yourself. You don't need God. That's like in the Book of Enoch being taught the roots and all that. Why in the antediluvian time did they need to be taught cutting of roots and making of medicine and all that sort of stuff? Because they were falling and they were getting further and further away from God. They were getting sicker and sicker because God wasn't healing them like they were used to. So they needed help. And that's just like today, as we are falling further and further into this chaos, this place of chaos, we need help. So we need more different, more medicines, more avenues for us to be able to solve our own problems and not God.
Similar to how government grows and programs grow and more money is spent and more laws have to be created because more people falling farther from God create more problems, more societal problems, right? And so we try to create all of these programs and institutions and committees and laws to deal with it.
Yes. And the other side of that too is all those extra laws allow you to appropriate more tax credits.
Hmm. And same with the whole pharmaceutical agenda, right? Because the worse our diet and lifestyle is, the more we need to have things that manipulate our body to take the pain away.
Yep.
But don't address the root issue.
Exactly.
Wow. I like how you put it this way in one of your videos. You said the whole goal of Satan is to get you to choose anything else. And that just says it all. That, not that we can necessarily, or in any way, improve upon what Jesus said when he said, wide is the path that leads to destruction and narrow is the way to life. But I think it's a similar sentiment, but it's different in that when we look at the enemy of our soul, of our being, it's not just, okay, here's the path of life, here's the path of destruction. There's actually an entity and a crew with him that are working towards our destruction. Yeah. And what do they do? Everything else out there is available. It's the whole chessboard. Everything else out there, whether it's white square benevolent or black square, you know, torture and pain, is working towards our destruction, right? And here's this sliver of hope, this truth.
Yeah.
I like to picture it like if you were to, if God's path of life and his ways is a, you know, a pie plate size target 100 miles in the sky, and we take aim with our arrow. Okay. It's only one place that it can land that it's going to hit correctly. And everywhere else in the sky that we shoot, the slightest angle this way or that way or this way or that way, those are the ways of destruction, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But yeah, I like how you put it. The whole goal of Satan is to get you to choose anything else. And those choices are endless.
Aren't they?
Yeah.
And they grab all of us. They catch us somehow, right?
Yeah. And that's why the truth is obscured. And it's suppressed and it's marginalized, or it's simply buried in a sea of other options. So that's kind of what I thought of when I was listening to you in your video, is like the truth is sometimes right in plain sight, or it's pushed aside, or it's mocked, or it's simply, oh, this was the vision I had when I was thinking of the statement, listening to your chessboard video. You think of think those box of crayons that you got when you were a kid. And if you were well off, you got to have the 64 box. You had many rows of crayons in your box. But imagine, like, you know, a 60,000 box of crayons, right? And one crayon is the path of life and truth. And you don't even have to hide that one. You just have to have so many other options that we just, we get it. It's buried. Mm-hmm. So anyway.
Well, yeah, well that's the disclosure event, right? The disclosure event will show us that all religions are man-made and a lie. And then they will bundle in the scriptures, and the scriptures are just, this is how the world is. It's not a religion. It's just, this is how the world is. This is what you need to do. Man made it a religion. So they're correct in saying all religions are corrupted, and because they are, because they're man made. But the scriptures are not corrupted. The scriptures are, tell us how to live our life.
Right.
All right. It's not a religion. It's reality. It's.
Yeah. And what is the one world religion going to be? Is it going to be, this is, they're going to present it as the uncorrupt, or is it going to be all the religions is really meant to point to this? How are they going to frame it?
All religions are a method of control to keep you dumbed down and fighting each other. And the real true religion is that we create, it's panspermia. We created you. We created this realm. Okay. Prometheus.
Yes. Prometheus. Right. Prometheus.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. We created you. And so you need to join the Galactic Federation, and we need to battle these evil aliens. And so we need to prepare for their inevitable attack, which is coming. So we need to upgrade, right?
So, okay, are you saying that, like, if you put it in the white and black square terms, are you saying, like, the attacks of the grays and things like this, is that Hegelian dialectic of showing, oh, we have a threat, and then the white square comes in, we're the saviors? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Wow. That's what's going to happen, yeah. Yeah, so...
Oh, my gosh.
So, So what basically what will happen is let me start again. The whole kid, if we were to basically round it all out for people, is right now the dark Freemasons. Now, these are just the mundanes, right? Because up above, the bloodlines are gray, right? They're not white or black. They're gray. They're the ones that decide what's going to happen to what. Okay. So the mundanes are all being taken out. In the lodges and all the ones orchestrating this great reset, right? The foot soldiers creating this great reset. Now, but they're not doing it alone, right? They have help from these evil aliens, the grays and the, right? And so we're going to get saved by the benevolent aliens and the Galactic Federation, which is also Independence Day 2, by the way. Because at the end of Independence Day 2, it's like we are in a battle between these evil aliens, and then we are the good aliens. Remember that white? I don't know if you saw Independence Day 2.
It's been a while. I need to...
Independence Day 2, yeah.
2, oh. When did that come out?
2017?
2018. Gosh. All right. I will put that on my list.
Yeah, that's the narrative right there. That's the other narrative for people to understand. Anyway, so basically we saved you from these evil aliens that were going to destroy you in the Great Reset, and we turned it into the Great Awakening by exposing them. So you're supposed to know all about these Freemasons. You're supposed to know all about the child kidnapping and the indecencies and all of the corruption that's going on. You are supposed to know. It's been leaking out for 40 years. You are supposed to know. If something is supposed to stay hidden, it'll stay hidden.
And that's why they use someone like Alex Jones, exactly, who's actually saying a lot of truth.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
But they want you to think that's all you need to know.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah. So, So we're all supposed to know about this darkness. And then when the light, the false light, comes to save us, that's when, and we have the, and we have the disclosure event. That's when all of a sudden, you know, the tribulation is now here. We have, okay. We have 100% arrived.
So how does the role of AI work into that? And then what would you say about the interpretation of, yeah, recent alien events? You had Las Vegas, you had Peru. Tim Alberino has been talking quite a bit about, and full disclosure, he's saying, well, we're not saying for sure we know everything of what's going on, but we're just reporting what we see and what people are saying.
Yeah.
So what's your interpretation of those events? And then how does, after that, maybe, or part of that, how does AI fix into what's coming down?
All right. So we got a 6-hour show. Okay. Yeah. So, all right.
I'm sorry.
No, it's totally fine. I'm not doing anything else. I cleared my schedule for tonight. You could break this up into 2 shows, 3 shows, whatever.
No, I'll probably do 2, but no, I mean, you can give a bird's eye view and we can dive into one or more of these topics
anytime,
on their own
anytime.
Another time. Yeah.
Anytime. All right. So the AI, what God is, what he is, omnipotent, omnipresent, and what's the other one?
Omniscient.
Thank you. Omniscient. So what is AI then? Because Satan, Lucifer, or whatever his real name is, Lucifer is a fake name. That's just like Thor or Odin and yeah, same thing. So these fallen angels are not this. They are not omnipresent. They are not omniscient. They are right. They can only be in one place at a time. Same with the demons, and the demons talk to each other about what's going on, right? And so they have like a network. What is AI? AI is a false omnipresence. AI is a false omniscience. And AI replaces all of that and instantly will keep whoever has access to it, will AI basically keeps everybody up to date on what's going on. It's the false replacement of God.
And through the electrical grid, obviously, right? That's which I've heard that talked about as demonic abilities of being able to inhabit things, you know, the ghost in the machine sort of, right? Because just as they can be invited to inhabit a block of wood that you bow down to and worship, mm-hmm. right?
Now, so, people are thinking the grid, right? Something you plug into. You need to understand Li-Fi. Li-Fi.
Okay. Yeah. You mentioned that in one of your videos.
Yeah. And sun simulators, Li-Fi. So it will broadcast, and anything that light that anything that light hits, it transmits. So as long as there's a receiver on the other end, and you are a receiver, sir, then it will send and receive commands from, right? So that's, people have, the sun simulators are,
So that's beyond 5G. We're talking.
Oh, yeah.
Something well, interconnected without wires, without radio, without frequency.
Yeah. Well, no, it's using frequency. Light is frequency.
Well, it's a frequency, but yeah.
But it's also easy to block, as long as if you want to be a troglodyte, you're safe.
Under a rock. Literally. Yeah. Where have you been? Under a rock? Yeah, it's safe here. Wow. Okay. Any other? Yeah. Keep going on AI there. That's good stuff.
Well, yes. AI will control all things. It'll control the med beds. It'll control your vehicle. It will control. We're going to have new power. We're not going to have these plug-in stuff anymore. We won't need it. We will have a little power source that everything will attach to. That everything will get its power from the air, basically.
Is this Tesla tech?
Yeah, I guess, because he had that tower, right? That tower.
Yeah, and he could light up light bulbs, you know. yep. in a field.
Yeah, I put a video of that in one of the chessboard, a video of one of the towers with the electricity coming from it. I want to give the sound effect so people really get a good feel for it.
I like when you think electricity, you got to have that. Okay, so that's, that's along the lines of Tesla Tech to be able to
all
to be
governed able to do by that,
like the Li-Fi.
Yeah, all governed by AI.
Okay. Hmm. Wow.
All of our plants, all of, you know how corrupt, in the days of Noah, everything is corrupted. Everything is corrupted.
Yes. Yeah. All flesh, all,
So we have this fungus in us, which is called Morgellons. You have it. That's why I said you are an antenna. You are a receiver, transmitter. Mm. So we all have this Morgellons in us. That's the segment that I put in called the mouthwash segment, where Mary, in there, she swishes around cranberry juice, high tannins. She swishes this stuff and it sucks out the Morgellons that's in your mouth, and you spit it into a white bowl and you'll see this black goo in it, right? That is fungus. We all have it. And this fungus acts as an antenna. It's everywhere. It's in our plants. It's in our animals, right? You've heard of mange, haven't you? Mange for hunting?
Yeah, animals getting,
It's animals having mange. That they get. Yeah, that's from the Morgellons. So how do you combat that? How do you combat that? You ingest 1/8 of a teaspoon of borax into your water. Borax is sodium boron. So take an eighth of a teaspoon, put it in your water. I have it in mine right here. Mm-hmm. And that makes the Morgellons inert. That's the protocol. Okay. And I talk about that more in depth as well. We can talk about that more in depth as well. It's very important that people should know this. Same with pine sap, or also known as turpentine. That kills all fungus and bacteria that doesn't belong in your body. Also, you could use a Rife machine. I have a Rife machine in the corner that's on, that's all constantly circulating kill Morgellons. it's constantly running through. And it's using quantum entanglement. I give it my nails, and then so it sends a signal, and using quantum entanglement, it is killing the Morgellons in my body.
Wow, this is mind blowing stuff, man. Yeah, there's a lot of. I'll have to listen to this a few times and go, oh, that's one I want to talk 2 hours about next time.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we were
in,
so
in
AI.
More, yeah. In. Yeah, so, keep going on AI, and then we'll get to alien events.
So AI will control us through Morgellons. That's why I brought Morgellons up. That's why I want to get rid of it. You want to make sure it's inert, because there's going to be a disease outbreak in Africa that's coming very soon. And this disease, it's literally going to kill people. Like, we were being poisoned with the corona thing, right, that was going around 2020, 2021. We were being poisoned through our water system, mainly. Venom. We were being poisoned with snake venom, synthetic snake venom, of which I also talk about on my channel.
And this, just to unpack that real quick, some people were getting a different vaccine that was deadly, and some people were getting something different.
Yeah, they'd have different levels of snake venom. So if you had more snake venom than the other person, what would happen within your blood is snake venom coagulates your blood and then you die.
Okay.
You die. Right. It doesn't just shut down your organs. If there's enough snake venom, it coagulates your blood and you're done. It attacks all your organs. Snake venom, you feel it. When I was making that video, I drank 2 pots of coffee and decaf. it's just when I get really focused, I make decaffeinated coffee and I just drink, and it keeps me, so I don't move away from my desk and I work. So when I drank that, I just used tap water. I have filtered water, but I just used tap. I was in a hurry because I wanted to work. And I drank two pots of coffee. And that night, or during that afternoon and throughout the night, I felt my body just almost pain everywhere through my kidneys first. Then it went all around up into my lungs. If you study venom, that's exactly what happens. Right. So while I was writing and recording that video, all of a sudden I got the coronavirus, the so-called coronavirus. It happened to me. And that night my heart was beating rapidly while I was trying to sleep, and it knocked me out for 12 days.
Man,
I still worked. I still tried to get it out. It sucked.
All right. That's another one I want to unpack. Gosh, there's too many rabbit trails to go down, but we're giving teasers. That's what I kind of like.
Yeah.
So if people are hearing a lot of just little tidbits, all packed into the last, you know, couple hours here, you know, dig into it for yourself, and then we'll definitely have Enoch back and we'll talk more about it, and then check out some of his resources as well, the chessboard videos and the free files that you have, right?
Yeah, the library. Yeah.
So okay,
it's almost 300
on AI.
It's almost 300 gigs of the library. So
holy
cow. You got some stuff to go through.
I like that storage is cheap these days. You know, I was just pricing out like a 10 terabyte. I can get it for about $70. So that's not bad. All right. So anything more on AI you wanted to touch on real quick, and then maybe just get your opinion and interpretation of these recent alien events.
Well, AI, like I said, AI is just there to, it's a false omnipresence, right? It's
okay.
Yeah. That's why
the key thing to take away.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
All right.
It's always watching.
All right. Alien events, Peru. And then what was it a few weeks back prior to that? There was, I don't even know what government report that was, where they said they had like non-human biologic, basically body parts. That's what they were telling the public.
Sure.
That they had these things.
Awesome.
So, what are your thoughts?
Hybrid organisms.
Sure.
Yeah. We're going to be seeing a lot more of it. As far as the Peru thing, the Peruvian situation, what do we want to call it? Peruvian.
Yeah.
But as far as that is going, it went throughout the media. The media was even reporting. And then the media was telling you one story. The government was telling you a different story. It's men in backpacks in jetpacks or what, you know, whatever.
Right.
Again, they're creating a duality right there. The media is saying, no, 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 it's this. And the government's saying, no, 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 it's this. So there's a duality right there. Conflicting reports of something that is so unbelievably obvious that it is not, it is, and basically what those are, the tall grays. We don't really know what the tall grays are, but my speculation is it is it's either a hybrid creation of like lizard and human, or it is part bionic, right? A part organic bionic thing. Was cyborg
type. That's that's the word you're looking for.
Thank you.
Okay,
so that's,
that makes sense.
About those things. And as far as floating, because we hear that they're floating, that's going to be common. That's going to be common stuff, the whole floating thing. When you study, now I'm going to use a trigger word, people. So when you study flat earth, you get past, it took me 8 months to get up the courage to study flat earth. So I have empathy for people who don't want it. It took me 8 months, and I seek the truth.
It's purposely made a big pill to swallow.
Yes.
They want you to think it's stupid.
Yeah.
And that's why it's thought of and talked about that way.
Exactly. So, but in studying it, getting past all that nonsense, getting past what people think of me, I no longer care about any of that. And that's another thing that studying flat earth will train you for. they'll train you for the time where people think you're ridiculous for believing in God in the tribulation, absolutely. Right? But anyway,
we already believe in talking donkeys and walking on water, so exactly. It's like, what?
yeah. So the when you study flat Earth, you understand how you can actually start to hover. Right? You study you understand the science behind it. And it's all it is frequency and magnetism.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I've seen those experiments.
Yeah. It's frequency and magnetism and alien aircrafts, right? That hover above you. What happens when it hovers above you? It all of a sudden you can't even hear the crickets. It gets so silent. The crickets are still rubbing their legs together against their body or whatever they do, whatever sick thing they do. Or the frogs or the people still talk, but what happens is as it goes over you, it is emitting a frequency that blocks all of that. So it goes whisper quiet and all.
So it's a noise cancellation.
Exactly. And there was an invention about 6 years ago that came out, and you put it on your table and it would create a bubble that would block all the audio outside. And then you're in a bubble and you can hear, then you don't have to yell it at everyone.
Really?
Yeah. It was this little, and then all of a sudden it disappeared as quick as it came. Wonder why that happened, because you know, you start to learn, oh wait a minute, all this, it gave you too much insight into what's really going on with all these so-called alien spaceships.
This makes me think back to Tesla's stuff, because he was onto so many things and discovered, you know, he said that if you want to know the secrets of the universe, think in terms of energy and vibration, right?
Yeah,
and frequencies. But yeah, so there's literal science fiction that works, that isn't fiction.
Yeah, it's all, and so once when you study flat Earth, you understand then the ley lines, and the ley lines create the flower of life, and yeah, and all this stuff just starts to make everything starts to make perfect sense, and
yeah, well my biggest thing, and since we're on the topic, I'll say this. Is that, and Luke and I don't agree on this, and that's okay. And for those listening, Luke had some internet issues, and so he wasn't able to join us tonight. We tried several times, but he'll be back on the next one, I'm sure. But he and I don't see eye to eye on this, and he looks at the creation of God from the, you know, Carl Sagan billions and billions and galaxies and all these things and goes, wow, how amazing. And yes, you can absolutely still look at God and go, look what you made. That's incredible. You know, that everything is just perfect for us to support life. But when, I mean, I've seen so many former atheists, agnostics who, when they understood the cosmology that we're not a spinning ball and the whole heliocentrism is false, that they found themselves feeling quite special, that God made this realm for us. And there isn't, we're not a planet, one of billions on some insignificant rock on, you know, spinning around some minor sun in some corner of a galaxy. That's the way they want us to think, right? That we're insignificant. And when they saw that, they were literally like, wow, he's really right up there. Like the Bible says, the earth is his footstool. He's literally up there, is his main dwelling, heaven, the third heaven. That made them believe in God more than anything else. And so I think it is a way to hide God when you have the heliocentric cosmology. And I also think that it creates the plausibility of aliens from another planet. Mm-hmm. Because where else could we explain them coming from if not, oh, there has to be life, because there's billions of those places out there. So people just go, of course.
Well, when you write a book, what are you doing? You're world building.
Yeah.
What have they been doing the last 100 years? Writing a book, they've been world building, and we all believe it. Yeah. So it's absolutely we need to dive into it a little bit more. Now I don't go into all the crazy maps and stuff. Like I don't talk about anything that isn't provable. If you can't prove it, I don't even broach it, because it doesn't matter. You test out the simplest things and you're already, oh, okay.
You're already there. Yeah. I love lighthouses. I think that's one of my favorites. Mm. You got lighthouses that can be seen 30, 40, 50 miles across water, and that should be buried by 1,500 feet of curvature.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and these ships have been seeing them for hundreds of years. Anyway, we'll move on past that because, yeah, that I would like to dedicate a whole show to that. And I know that that's controversial, but I think people, even skeptics, need to understand the plausibility of it. We're not here to convince anybody, but understand the plausibility of it. It isn't nonsense like they want you to think. There is some good reasons. Okay. Last couple things. Is for now, is there any opposition that isn't controlled? And if so, how would we know the difference?
Is there any opposition that isn't controlled?
Yeah. So controlled opposition, you know, we've talked about Tucker Carlson or Alex Jones.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
So if there are genuine truth tellers out there, other than, you know, hopefully you and I and Rod and Luke and, you know, our audience who are just average folk trying to figure things out. But how would we know if someone isn't controlled? Is there some way that we can tell?
Oh, okay. Yeah. So how could we tell if someone is controlled opposition? Is that?
Well, or isn't, because it sounds like the majority of, you know, our favorite, pick a side. If you're a conservative guy and you love Jordan and you love Ben Shapiro, I mean, you know, or the other side.
Yeah.
So how would you know if someone, is there any opposition that isn't controlled? And if there is, how would we know it that they're not?
I have no idea on is there any that isn't control? I have no idea. How can you tell? Well, first of all, if you study the occult, you see it in the words that they choose to use. You see it in the things they avoid to say. And because if someone like let's use Mel Gibson. Right. Everyone's like, oh, Mel Gibson, patriot, God fearing. No, he's not.
Catholic. Passion of the Christ. Yes,
exactly. No. He is 100% part of the occult. And how do you know when he talks about God? All the interviews that he does he at all talk about the Holy Spirit? Does he talk about repentance? Does he talk about all the reasons why Jesus was crucified? No, he doesn't. He doesn't talk about any of that. The most important part of it, he talks about what Jesus went through. He talks about, you know, basically what he shot in the movie. That's what he talks about. Okay. And he doesn't go any deeper. So that is suspicious. That's very sus, because he said that he studied and it brought him closer to God. Well, if it brought you closer to God and the truth, then that's what you should be. I mean, that's immediately, like, he studied it for what, 5-6 years? It took me 6 months to get there. And I didn't write a script I wrote scripts, but he wrote this. So there, you should be extremely, extremely concerned about people who don't then immediately go into the truth, especially if you are doing a movie about Jesus Christ and the crucifixion and why it happened. You should be talking all about that stuff.
That's interesting. And as we kind of started out with talking about the white and black square, they can put out something that is factually correct, right? Passion is a powerful movie.
Yeah.
Right. And it's showing truth from scripture. But maybe it's what they leave out, or maybe it's what they say in interviews, right? Like even the Chosen series, there's good things in there, but then there's other things that you pay attention to and you go, yeah, I had to see this for myself. There's a clip where Apostle Peter goes, God makes mistakes too, doesn't he? What? Like, seriously, that's some creative license there, guys.
Yeah.
No, God doesn't make mistakes. Yeah, so we gotta have our eyes open. And I love the quote. I say this often. If you've ever heard of the late business philosopher Christian, his name was Jim Rohn, not Rome, the sports guy, R-O-H-N, Jim Rohn. And I learned about him when I used to do network marketing, and he would do seminars and motivational things, and he would do personal development things. He was just a really wise guy, a lot of good wisdom. And one of the things he said was, be no one's disciple except the Lord's. Because all your favorite theologians and everything, none of them have everything right. Mm-hmm. And some of them are purposely, as you're talking about, purposely leaving things out.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, oh my goodness, I totally lost the train of thought of where I was going to go with that. Anyway, all right.
Yeah, with the controlled opposition and white and black square, and how would we know if someone's not controlled? But yeah, maybe it'll come back to you. Anyway.
Here's something for you, brother. So if he understands yin and yang, the balance, right?
Right.
The Aurora Borealis, the snake eating its own tail. The phoenix, yep. Right? That continuously dies and comes back to life, right? What are all those things? Those are all circular eternity and balance, right? That's what do you think the galaxy symbol is? It's the exact same thing. What are they showing you? They're showing you the occult. It's all just circular and forever in balance. Right?
Because I've wondered about some of those. I know some of those images are computer generated, but can you actually look through a telescope yourself and see all of those brilliant colors and swirls? Or is that totally just CGI? I don't even know.
I wanted to get a P900 or a P1000. I just can't spend that.
And is that good enough to compare to like a stargazing telescope?
Yeah. It's 2000 millimeters. Like that's huge. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
Like you can, I have a video of a guy that, and they're in my library too, in the Earth folder. I have a video, and that is, oh my goodness, which one was it? Where he focuses right in on it, and guess what the stars look like when you
focus right in on them.
Yeah.
They flash and warble, and
they look like orbs that the ghost hunters go after.
Right.
That should get your listeners.
They look a little bit like they're through water too.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Right.
I thought too, you might say, when you're talking about all of the yin and yang and the galaxy symbol and different things and this balance, the tortoise and the hare, that whole thing was a picture of the sun and moon, right? Have you heard that one?
I haven't heard that.
Yeah. Oh, check that one out. Oh, wow. I knew something Enoch didn't know.
The only thing about tortoise and hare I know is, you know, slow and steady wins the race is the...
Yes. Yeah, yeah. So that's the moon. And the sun is the hare. I might be botching that, but yeah, check that out.
Well, we understand goddess worship, right? With the moon.
Yes.
Because it absorbs. Yes. And the sun, which is the male. And so when you start studying the occult, that's why they give it the male female instead of just the two luminaries that God says no, one is female, the other one's male. And yeah, anyway,
all right, last question. What can we 6 more hours later, what can we expect to see this decade? And you talked about it a bit when you and I and Rod and Luke got together and did a roundtable. You mentioned what you saw coming this next year. Mm-hmm. What do you? Yeah, what do you? You're seeing America down the tubes, you're saying 2025?
2024.
2024 is when it's really taking place.
Well, 2020. Okay, so the disclosure event, right? And I explained how I'll explain the disclosure event and why I believe it's coming when it is.
Okay.
The occult constantly throughout history are mocking the scriptures, right? So World War I, everyone thought it's the end of the world. We're going into the tribulation. World War II, same thing. And because there are specific things that happen. And then you got the people just saying that we're heading into, spreading those thoughts. And that's purposely done over and over because, okay. And it wears us out, right? It wears out the church. Oh, this again, until finally one day it's going to be true, right? But right. Once it's true, no one's going to care because it's already
crying wolf.
Yeah, exactly. It's the same thing happening over and over again. So the occult are constantly mocking the scripture. So what happened in, I think it was September, October of 2020. A big event happened, especially if you follow biblical.
Oh, I'm drawing a blank.
You're fired.
One of the blood moons.
One of the many.
There's a lot of blood moons, John Heggie.
No, it was Trump's son-in-law signing the peace deals.
Oh, yes. You did talk about that on our roundtable. Yeah.
And so three and a half years after signing those peace deals will leave us in 2024, kind of like in the spring. So hell on earth is going to be caused by the occult because, again, they're mocking the scriptures. So hell on earth is coming until it is stopped by the white square the benevolent Freemasons, right?
So with disclosure.
With the disclosure event and bringing, no, see, it was a method of control and all that sort of stuff. So
that's not the tribulation, though, because you're talking about 3.5 years and then peace?
That's the beginning of it. So the beginning of the tribulation will come. So, and we'll have the false, that's the start of the tribulation, the false utopia. And then 3.5 years after, right, it all just crumbles down.
So we're in it, or this is,
we're entering into it, right?
Because
we're going to have a lot of death from now to, whenever that happens, we're going to have zombies. It's going to be lit. We're going to have more of those Peruvian type creatures all over
those events.
Yeah. All those kind of reports everywhere.
Yeah. I listened to your episode on zombies with Rod. That was fascinating.
Yeah.
I should dig into that one again and we should chat on that.
And that's the Morgellons in your body, right? That's the Morgellons in your body start taking in your, Borax.
I thought I knew a few things here before we talked, and now I'm just, there's too many things that I don't.
Terribly sorry.
And I think our listeners, I think they're smart people, I'm sure, and they probably have a basis for most of this stuff, but I think you're connecting some things that are maybe not as talked about, and so I think that's really helpful.
Right, yeah.
So,
yeah.
So definitely point people to Enoch's channel, Rundown of Our Reality on Rumble and BitChute. I will place links for that in the show description. And any other final words before we wrap up?
Well, I'm wrapping up the whole chessboard segment, the final one, which I mentioned earlier. And that one's going to be on the fall of the United States. And then the next video that I'm going to be doing is the anatomy of a skinwalker.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
Now you're going to get Nate and Luke inviting you on their show if you start talking like that.
Well, maybe.
No, they're too big now. They're too big. They don't have time for us.
They're so big. I bet you they're part of their controlled opposition.
Yes. Yes, they are. No.
Good.
They're good guys.
I'm totally kidding. Totally kidding.
I know you are. Yeah. We love them. I wouldn't be here doing this without them. And I definitely think it's a move of God to bring, I was telling my dad in that conversation up north a few days ago, you know, we are in an information age and now we can check these things out. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. And, you know, even just 30, 40 years ago, if you didn't know a guy at your church who knew or went to college and figured some things out, or he had a huge book collection and he was a big nerd and he read all sorts of stuff. I mean, heck, look at Gary Wayne's upbringing. He was just fascinated by mythologies and all of these things. And yep. now look how much he can bring to the table to yep. the Christian worldview.
Yep.
So, but we're in that age now and we can look into the stuff that we're talking about. So
absolutely.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Enoch. Appreciate your time, man. This was great. It's your phone ring.
It is.
That's perfect timing.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for having me on and helping to spread the word and spread, you know, what's coming and how we need to prepare. If your listeners have questions, you know, send you some questions and I'll come on anytime you guys want. Yeah. And we'll talk, even if it's, I know we just talked yesterday, but yeah, absolutely.
Come back again.
As long as I'm not doing anything.
And is there a, on your channels, is there a contact info or is there an email or a website or something that I can plug as well or put in the description?
There's just a link to a Telegram channel.
Telegram channel.
Yeah, okay. That'll take you to one to where we can discuss stuff. If you have questions, you can certainly post in there. And I love that. So I like engagement. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm looking forward to doing another roundtable with you and Rod and Luke in the next month or two. I think we should do that maybe quarterly. It'll be our kind of our state of the new world order.
So we'll get in two is what you're saying, right?
Yeah. Well, I think we'll get two episodes out of this one for sure, but no. Oh yeah. Two before it all hits the fan, maybe?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, that would be good. All right. Well, enjoy the rest of your Canadian evening, sir.
Thanks, Pete. Thanks for having me on. Luke, excellent questions. Luke, I thank you and look forward to more of those.
Just a fountain of curiosity tonight, Luke, with always interrupting us. He wouldn't let me talk. Yep. No, we miss you, guy. And I hope you get your internet situation sorted out and we'll be back. My co-host will be back. So, all right, Enoch. With that, we will bid adieu, as they say in Raiders of the Lost Ark. Belosh.
Or God bless.
All right. Good night. You've been listening to the Days of Noah podcast. Thanks again for tuning in this week. Be sure to like, share, and subscribe to our channel. Follow us on your favorite podcast platform. And make sure to tell your family and friends about our show. Also, leave us a 5-star review if you wouldn't mind taking just a minute to do that. It does help to grow the channel and make it seen by more people as we try to get the word out about these important topics. If you'd like to support us further, please click the support link at the bottom of the description for this episode and click a support level as low as 99 cents per month. See you next week. Take care. God bless.